Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm sitting here listening to the rainfall around me, and I wanted to tell you all a little bit more about where I come from. I grew up in an incredibly small town, 300 people, entirely focused on farming. The town would live, breathe, celebrate, experience everything through the lens of the weather and the land. The rain makes me sentimental because I would feel such joy seeing it. That one big June or July rainfall can be the difference between new tractors, big rings, and long vacations, and taking things a little bit more quietly, living more modestly, or sometimes even having to get by. The place that I grew up was so dependent on the earth, but you got to experience just the true beauty of it. My cousin and I would hike out into the woods and sit on this big, stupid tree and pretend that we were characters from our favorite books and just do all sorts of stupid games. At one point, we were convinced that chasing each other around, hitting each other with medium sticks was a really fun game, so maybe I'm looking at this with a little bit of a rose-tinted pair of glasses, but one day we just climbed up into a tree, sitting really high over the valley in the mountains, and just observed everything, just sat there quietly. We'd snuck out plenty and sat out there in the night, but during the day, it was so different. Everything's so visceral. There's nothing else going on. You feel the bark against your palms as you climb. The wind shaking these 100-foot tall trees, even though we never probably went higher than 15 feet. That same wind blowing over the valley, you could see it. You could feel it on your skin. You could hear it ringing through the valley. Everything is so amplified in that space. All the crop would flow like water amongst the wind. Giant waves forming as gusts blew across the valley. A creaking and a shaking, a stirring. A hollow sound of little leaves colliding with one another in the middle of fields, giving a slow, subtle ambiance. Little crickets chirping. Peonies and local little flowers would jut up like weeds, just sticking through everything. They're so pretty. You'd see deer roam periodically. Oftentimes, maybe get run off by a farmer or two, but you'd see their families up in the mountains in the woods. We were sitting there one day, observing just a brown field, lamenting the heat of the summer in a place that's so humid. How could it be so dry? And then a cloud off in the distance, dark and ominous to most, but we knew that our neighbors had been praying, begging for rain for weeks. We hopped down off the tree and we ran like idiots, just having fun. Summer break taking all of our worries away through the fields. It was just incredible. Ran inside, told my uncle, his father, and we all celebrated rain. We cheered. We hugged and ate good food, and I watched my uncle get out the good beer, which I'm not sure Michelob Ultra counts as the good beer nowadays, but back then, it was a big deal. We just enjoyed each other's company as the rain poured on the house. That soft sound of water hitting the roof, an old building, makes you feel like you're part of it. The wind would blow, and I couldn't help but think about how and incredible it was. All the energy outside, hitting the building, shaking everything. The sound. Tomorrow, it would look brand new. Like the earth had taken a deep breath. And sure enough, when we went to town the next day, everything was so green. It was alive. Sure, the mud was pretty bad, and maybe there were some swear words here or there as tires got stuck. But it was truly an amazing thing to see. A week later, we sat out on that same branch, and instead of brown leaves and dry dirt, everything had grown so much, like it was trying to pull itself out of the ground. Growth. The community I grew up in needed that growth. It grew when the crops grew, and it shriveled when the crops shriveled. It truly was alive, and the people there knew everything there is to know about the land. They could tell you about little creeks and small hideaways in the mountains. They could be better Sherpas for hikes than you've ever seen in your life. They could take you to places hidden and far away. Small little caves that may not be on a map anywhere, but were fun to climb into and dive. They knew the land because the land gave them life, and they had to know. I used to love asking people where their favorite places were to go. Do that in a city and everyone will tell you a restaurant, or movie theater, a bar. Do that in a little backwoods hick town. You'll hear about all these little watering holes and hideaway places. I met a friend when I was in high school. Her family had this amazing little watering hole. And normally when people say this, they mean a little creek or a bit of standing water that's just a bed for mosquitoes, but she and her father walked us all out there, and there was a waterfall just tucked away in the woods. A boulder had fallen a number of years earlier, and the water just ran over it, frothed up, made this amazing sound, and fell into this deep, deep hole, 15, 20 feet. We were told maybe watch ourselves in there because there were quite a few snakes, but it didn't stop us from jumping in from the top. In the middle of the woods, nowhere, not any map. There's six of us laughing and goofing off, jumping into the water and sitting in the flowing waterfall on top of this boulder, making all these stupid poses like we were the main character of our own story, but having a lot of fun. Those types of places are the ones that I remember the most. Finding these natural little outcroppings and pockets and places where civilization seems to have never touched and probably never will. My town of 300, I'm pretty sure might just be a town of 100 nowadays. But the land didn't change. It still lives and breathes just the same. And the people there still know it like they know family. The land is a part of their life. And rain to people in those towns is a thing of beauty to be celebrated. There's a reason we hear about rain dances and people worshiping the rain. I know now it tends to get everybody down, but if you ever get bothered by the rain, just know that somewhere out there, there's a big old guy in overalls who's part of my family, who's probably sitting on his porch watching the rain come down and smiling. And that's not a man that smiles very often, I'll tell you what. But when the earth is happy, he's happy. Well, enough about me, I guess, but I'll get back to your regularly scheduled whoring once I'm done enjoying my moment. Y'all have a good night.